Well, it's a privilege for me again to be with you. We were here, I think, earlier this past year. And I had the privilege of sharing the Word of God with you then, and I'm looking forward to what we're going to talk about this morning. We could actually just talk about Psalm 92, that would be good.
事实上,
but we don't have any slides on Psalm 92, so I better not start talking about Psalm 92. We're instead going to look together at Mark chapter
9.
And we just invite you to open up your Bible and turn there. We're actually going to go to Mark chapter 6 first, just for a moment. Some of you know I have been in the ministry now for 30 years. I was a senior pastor in Southern California for 21 years. In the Thousand Oaks area.
Southern Oaks,
just near Los Angeles.
在洛杉矶附近。
And then I was in Phoenix, Arizona for 7 years. And now we've been here for 2 years. So I think that all adds up to about 30 years of ministry. And it's been amazing to see what God has done over the years. It's a privilege to serve Him. Even in the desert, where we were for 7 years. At least it wasn't 40 years wandering in the wilderness. But we saw God do great things even in the wilderness. Shortly after I became the lead pastor at Bethany Bible Church in Phoenix, we held a baptism on Good Friday.
Good Friday 那天,
and we baptized 100 people from our church. They were from very young to very old. Somewhere in their 80s. And so if you could just imagine this, there are so many people being baptized that we had to set up a schedule. And we had a lot of fun. But there was a lot of water on the floor. Because we baptized them and then they got out of the baptismal and put water all over the floor from their clothes. But we saw God do a great work in Phoenix. And now we've been here and we see God doing a great work here. We've seen some people come to Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. We've been privileged to baptize some people here. One of the things I'm doing right now is meeting with a couple who do not know the Lord. They are not Christ followers. They have asked me to work with them as they prepare to get married.
他们马上就要结婚,
and it's a great privilege to begin to help them understand spiritual things.
也是一件很让我很觉得很高兴的事情,
and I'm praying that God will work in their hearts to help them come to a saving relationship with Jesus.
我不断地跟神祷告, 希望能够他们在, 不久的时间能够来相信神。
But one of the things that I realize,
有一件事情我才了解,
is that I cannot do this ministry without the Lord. Even though I've been a pastor for 30 years, I will fail without the Lord. And one of the traps that we all can fall into is a success trap. Thinking that our past success will mean present success.
好像觉得我们过去的成功会预期, 会让你预期你将来一定会成功。
And I'm sure many of you have been successful in the past.
我相信你们当中很多人在过去都有成功的经验。
Maybe you've been successful academically.
可能你在学业上很成功。
You did well in school.
你在学校里面是好学生。
Maybe you've been successful financially.
也许你在事业上很好。
It could be successful just in relationships and building relationships with people.
或者你的人际关系也做得很好。
You could be successful musically.
或者是你在音乐上很有天分
and accomplished a lot in the past.
做过很多很成功的事情在过去
or you could be very successful in your career.
或者你在你的事业上 很有成就
and even are successful right now in your career.
甚至你到现在还是一样很成功
but just because you've been successful in the past does not mean you'll be successful in the present.
但是我要告诉你们，就算你们在过去很成功，现在很成功，但是也不保证你们将来会很成功。
And I think it's so important to remember that.
这是一件很重要的事情。
You may remember that the disciples were given authority from Jesus.
我们就看到圣经上的例子，在门徒也是被神差遣的时候。
And he gave them what they needed in order to be successful as his followers.
耶稣给了他们他们所需要的，让他们能够出去传福音。
This is what we're told in Mark chapter 6, verses 7 and 13 about their success.
那我们现在就来看一下马可福音第六章的第七节到第十四节。
Go ahead and read that, Jim.
马可福音第六章第七节，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，差遣他们两个两个出去，也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼，并且嘱咐他们行路的时候不要带食物和口袋，那腰带也不要带钱，除了拐杖外什么都不要带。只要穿鞋也不要穿两件褂子又对他们说你们无论到何处进了人家就住在那里直到离开那地方何处的人不接待你们不听你们你们离开那里的时候就把脚上的尘土跺下去做对他们做见证门徒就出去传道叫人悔改又赶出许多的鬼用油抹了许多的病人治好他们
Just notice two verses seven first
请大家特别注意第七节
Jesus sent them out and gave them authority over evil spirits.
耶稣差派他们出去但是也给他们权柄
And then verse 13 says that they went out and they drove out many demons.
第十三节又提到说他们出去了也靠着耶稣的力量赶出了许多鬼
And they healed many sick people.
也治好了许多的人
So I just want you to notice the word many.
我要你们特别注意这个字，许多。
They were successful in casting out many demons.
他们很成功，他们赶出了许多的污鬼，治好了许多的人。
And one of the reasons they were successful was because they were dependent upon the Lord.
其中最主要的原因是因为他们依靠神。
Now, go with me now to Mark chapter 9.
现在请大家翻到马可福音第九章。
Verse 14.
第九章第十四节。
This is about a year later.
这个时间是在一年，大概一年之后。
So a year before, they were successful in doing what the Lord wanted them to do.
在一年前，我们看到第六节讲到说他们很成功，他们赶鬼，他们治病。
But now a year later, they're not successful.
但是我们在这边看到一年之后，他们并不成功了。
Let's read verses 14 through 19. Go ahead.
马可福音第九章十四节，耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。众人一见耶稣，都甚稀奇，就跑上去问他们的问他的安。耶稣问他们说：“你们和他们辩论的是什么？”众人中间有一个人回答说：“夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着，无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫。”咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你们的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们确实不能。
So the setting is Jesus has just come down from the Mount of Transfiguration.
这个背景是耶稣在登山变相以后下来到了这个地方。
He was on the Mount with Peter, James, and John.
他在山上与彼得、约翰还有雅各在一起。
So not all of the disciples had gone with Jesus.
并不是所有的门徒都在上面。
There were some of the disciples that were in this crowd trying to help a young boy.
所以其他的几个门徒就在这个人群当中想要帮助这个小孩。
And when Jesus and his three disciples, Peter, James, and John, come down from the mountain,
所以当耶稣从山上下来之后,
they see the crowd arguing with the remainder of Jesus' disciples.
他们看到人群在跟, 耶稣的几个门徒, 还有文士在, 在争论着。
And of course, as soon as the people see Jesus, they run to Jesus.
当然你们可以想到, 当他们看到耶稣以后,
and Jesus,
所有的, 人就下来, 就跟耶稣, 讲话。
And Jesus has heard the commotion, so he asked that, what's going on?
所以耶稣看到人群中的动乱, 他就问他们说发生了什么事情。
And evidently a man in the crowd who was the father of this son,
所以大家从这个背景可以看出来, 当时那个小孩的父亲就来到了耶稣的面前。
Said, I brought you my son.
我带了我的儿子到你面前来。
Which is interesting because in this man's mind, to bring his son to the disciples was to bring his son to Jesus.
在这边也有一件很有趣的事情, 就是这个人显然他觉得说带他的儿子到他门徒的前面去, 就好像带到了耶稣面前一样。
And he tells Jesus about the condition of his son.
这个父亲呢, 告诉耶稣说, 这个情形, 他的儿子的情形是什么样子。
That he's possessed by an evil spirit.
他的身体里面有魔鬼。
And it throws him to the ground.
把他摔到地上。
And he gnashes at his teeth and becomes rigid.
让他的牙齿这样自己咬, 让他觉得, 全身都僵硬。
And he asked Jesus' disciples to cast it out, but they could not.
这个父亲希望他的门徒, 耶稣的门徒能够帮助他把鬼赶出去, 但是他们没有办法做。
So now don't miss this.
不要, 搞错了这件事。
Because 1 year before, they were casting out many demons.
如果你们记得, 一年以前, 我们刚刚读到, 这些门徒把很多的鬼赶出去。
And now 1 year later, they can't even cast out one demon.
没想到一年以后, 这些门徒居然连一个鬼都赶出去。
Out of a young boy.
从这个小孩的身上赶出去。
And so what's the problem?
所以问题在哪里呢?
Jesus tells them, verse 19.
耶稣就在第十九节的地方告诉我们,
it's a problem with belief.
是相不相信的问题。
They no longer believed like they believed back in Mark chapter 6.
这些门徒在一年之后变成了不太相信或者不相信。
And so Jesus then says to them, how long am I going to have to stay with you before you get this?
所以第十九节耶稣讲到说, 这不幸的世代, 我要在这里等到几时。
And of course the question is, get what? Well, the get what is get belief.
我要等到你们什么时候, 我要等你们到多久你们才会相信。
In fact, Jesus says, you know, how long am I going to put up with this in you?
我真是要忍耐你们多久?
So you could get the picture that he is a little upset with them.
所以你们可以看到当时的那个场景, 耶稣事实上有点不高兴。
Why could they not do what they had done before with one boy?
为什么你们以前可以做, 但是现在只有一个小孩, 你们却做不了?
And the answer is because success oftentimes breeds failure.
这就是我今天的主题, 常常你成功之后带来的总是失败。
It could cause us to fall into what I call the failure trap.
这就是, 常常我喜欢用的字, 就是一个失败的陷阱, 或成功的陷阱。
And the failure trap is there when we stop believing in God and
失败,
depending on Him.
失败的陷阱就是, 当我们不再相信神的时候, 不再依赖他的时候。
Instead, we depend upon ourselves.
变成我们想要依靠我们自己的能力。
So you may know the whole account in Mark chapter 6.
你也许还没有完全读过, 整章的马, 马可福音第六章。
This is the first time the disciples went out in Jesus' authority.
第六章讲到的是, 这些门徒是第一次被神差遣, 被耶稣差遣出去。
Do you remember the first time you did something?
你记不记得你第一次, 当你第一次想要做一件事情的时候,
maybe it was the first time you played the piano at a recital.
可能是你第一次在, 弹钢琴的那个比赛的时候。
Or maybe it was the first time you took a test in college.
可能是你第一次在大学的时候, 做一个考试。
Or maybe it was the first time that you went out with somebody that you had an interest in.
也许是第一次跟你喜欢的人出去。
Or it's the first day on your new job.
或者是你第一天去上班。
Well, the first time they were sent out by the Lord,
这一次他们是第一次被神差遣出去。
The Lord said, don't even take two coats.
耶稣交代他们说，你连衣服都不要带。
He said, "Don't take any money."
不要带任何的钱。
He said, "Don't take any food."
不要带任何的食物。
And don't plan your hotel reservations in advance.
连你住哪里都不需要去安排。
I want you just to go out completely dependent upon me to provide.
只要你们做的事就是你们只要出去全心的依靠我。
And you know, the first time we do something, that's when we usually pray the hardest.
通常我想你们都有这个经验，你们第一次做一件事情的时候，都是你们祷告最。
That's usually when we're most dependent upon the Lord.
通常那个时候就是我们最依靠神的时候。
First time we have that negotiating conversation with somebody that we're trying to make a sale with.
通常有一你在第一次想要跟人家谈一个生意的时候
，or you're raising your children, the first child that you raise,
或者是你在养育你第一个孩子的时候
，and you're praying, oh God, I don't know how to be a parent.
你祷告得很厉害，我不知道，我不知道。
Please help me.
所以请你亲身帮助。
You pray your best.
你祷告得很热切。
The first time.
第一次的时候。
And now what we have.
现在我们看到这里。
Is some disciples that no longer are doing something for the first time.
这些门徒已经有经验了，他们已经不是第一次了。
See, they had cast demons out before, many demons.
所以在一年前，他们赶出了很多的鬼。
And Jesus says to them, "You've got a problem with belief."
所以耶稣在这边就告诉他们说，你们在信仰上面有一些问题。
They had gone. Now watch this. They had gone from the belief of dependence.
所以我要你们特别注意，他们已经从依靠的相信
，from the belief of dependence to the unbelief of independence，
变成了不依靠的不信。
And if they ever hoped to see God do the miraculous in their life again，
如果这些门徒想要在之后再重新看到神在他们身上做的奇功异事的话
，they needed to remember what we need to remember。
同样，这也是我们需要去记住的事情。
I can't。
要记住，我们是不能的。
I can't do this without God。
我们是没有能力的，如果没有神帮助我们的话。
I might have had success in the past。
也许我过去有成功过。
But success in the past does not guarantee success in the present。
但是过去的成功并不能保证你将来一定成功。
And if I'm going to be successful in the present, I must be as dependent upon God as I was in the past。
如果我要在现在还要成功的话，我一定要像以前一样仰赖神的帮助。
So that's why Jesus says, "Oh, unbelieving generation."
这就是神在这边耶稣在这边讲说，你们这些不信的世代。
How long do I have to be with you before this sinks in?
我要忍耐你们到多久才让你们能够重新相信
？How many more times do we have to go over this before you finally get it?
我还要重新再讲几遍才让你重新再了解呢
？Do you have a short-term memory problem?
你们的记忆是不是有一些短期的记忆是不是有一些问题呢？
I have a friend who lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
我有一个朋友在凤凰城。
He said his wife was called in for grand jury duty.
他的太太被那个叫去做陪审团。
And grand jury duty in Phoenix, Arizona is a four-month obligation.
在那边的法律规定是要腾出来四个月的时间。
Every Tuesday and every Thursday, you have to go to the court and serve for 4 months.
每个礼拜的礼拜二礼拜四你要这样连续做四个月
So you could imagine that everybody who came wanted to get out of doing grand jury duty
对你们可以想到说每个被招去做陪审团的人都想要早一点离开那个地方
So as they're choosing the jury from all these people who have come
所以他们在选择这最后的这几个这陪审团团员的时候
The people were coming up before the judge and pleading with an excuse why they could not stay for grand jury duty
所以那些人呢，就想尽了办法到那个法官的面前说出来，他们不能当这个陪审团的理由。
Might be something that all of us would do as well.
所以这也是我们大家很自然会做的事情。
One man who works for the paper, the newspaper, the Phoenix Republic had an excuse.
有一个人，他在那个当地的报社做事，他去跟法官讲。
He said, "Judge, Your Honor."
他说，法官大人。
I cannot serve for 4 months on the grand jury.
我不能在这边待四个。
Because the Phoenix Republic depends upon me as the newspaper writer.
因为这个凤凰城的报社是我是在帮他们工作，他们需要我来写文章。
the judge said last time I checked they have 1,000 employees there.
法官回答说你们那边有一千多个的员工他们可能不需要你这一个。
He said they'll be fine without you.
他们不需要你这一个人。
You stay here.
你留下来。
He said that there was another individual, a pastor, who stood up to excuse himself.
另外一个被选到的是一个牧师。
Pastor said, "My church depends upon me."
这个牧师跟法官说，我的教会的会众需要我。
I can't do this for 4 months.
我不可以离开四个月。
The judge said, "Do you have any other pastors on your staff?"
问他说，你们教会还有其他的牧师吗？
He said, "Yes, we have two."
他说我们还有其他两个牧师。
The judge said, "That'll be fine. They'll take care of everybody."
法官说，剩下两个牧师可以做你的事情。
And then he said there was this woman that stood up.
有一个妇女在那边。
And this woman said, "Judge, I can't remember if I told you this."
她说法官，我不晓得我是不是有告诉过你这件事情。
But I have a short-term memory problem.
我有一些记忆的问题，短期记忆的问题。
I can't remember if I already told you that.
我不记得我跟你讲了我的理由没有。
The judge said.
那法官说，好吧。
Let's have a break.
我们休息一下。
So he put everybody on a short break, and they came back about 10 minutes later.
所以十分钟以后，这个休息时间结束了以后。
After the break, they got everybody back together again.
大家又回到了那个选陪审团的地方。
He brought this woman up again to the bench.
他叫这个女人再到前面来一次。
And she said, "Your Honor."
这个女人又说。
I can't remember if I told you this.
我不知道我是不是跟你讲过这件事情。
But I have a short-term memory problem.
我的短期记忆有一点问题。
I can't remember if I told you that.
我不晓得我告诉你我的理由没有。
And the judge said,
法官就说
，Ma'am, you're excused.
太太，你可以走了。
And everybody else in the room thought, why didn't we think of that excuse?
每个人在那边都想到说，为什么我们没有想到这么好的理由呢
？That's the answer.Short-term memory problem.
这个就是这里的答案，短期记忆的一个问题，失忆症。
Now, short-term memory problem may get you out of grand jury duty in Phoenix, Arizona.
所以你有这个病的话，你可能可以不用在那边做陪审团的团员。
But you don't want to have a short-term memory problem when it comes to the Lord.
但是在神面前，你绝对不要有这种短期记忆的问题。
And neither do I.
我们也是，我也是。
We want to remember what the Lord says.
我们要总是要记住神告诉我们。
And so Jesus, after he said this,
当耶稣说完这句话以后
，and after he did what he's about ready to do,
在他要行神这个神迹之前
，in the parallel account found in Luke chapter 9 verse 44, you don't have to turn there.
在路加福音也有在同样的。这个记载哈
Jesus said, "Let these words sink into your ears."
耶稣特别对他的门徒讲到说，这些话语我要你们永远的记住。
And why should they sink in?
为什么他们需要记住呢
？Because if the disciples had remembered that belief is necessary if you want to see God work miracles.
如果这些使徒、这些门徒已经知道了这个耶稣的话的重要性。
This story would have ended for the disciples.
这个故事，这个父亲带儿子到耶稣面前的这个故事，就会
with the crowd being astonished.
就会相反的这个结局就是说，大家都很惊奇，门徒会做了这件事情
at what God had done.
在靠着神的力量，这些门徒能够治病
But instead of the crowd astonished,
但是我们看到马可福音第九章这边讲到说，这些门徒。
The crowd was arguing with one another.
他们在彼此的争论，不是惊讶神的的功能。
All because the disciples had a short-term memory problem.
这都是因为这些门徒有记忆的问题。
You know, the Bible says that if we want to do anything important, we need to remember it's in the Lord's strength that it's going to happen.
如果我们知道圣经上有记载说，如果我们要做任何事情，一定要记住神的能力是一切的源头。
You probably know these verses, Zechariah 4:6.
在撒迦利亚书第四章第六节有提到。
This is in the building of the temple.
他们正在盖圣殿。
And he says, "You're Zerubbabel, not going to do this in your own strength."
他提到说，所罗巴伯如果不是靠神的力量，是没有办法做。
And we would think, "Well, sure, it's just a building. You could do this in your own strength."
你们也许会讲说，我只是盖房子，有什么了不起
？And the Lord wants them to know it's not by your strength or by your power, but it's by His Spirit.
神告诉他说。你要做这件事情，不是光靠你自己的力量，是靠他。
And Psalm 127 says that if you want to build a house,
诗篇特别讲到
，you want to build a family,
盖房子，建立一个家庭
，it's not going to work without the Lord.
如果没有神在当中的话，是不会不会成功。
You can do your best, and your best will still not be good enough.
你可以尽量试，但是你的最好绝对不是神。
And if you want to be a better person, Galatians chapter 3 verse 3 says,
如果你要做一个比较好的人，在这个社会上，在加拉太书有提到
that we are foolish to think we could do this in our own strength.
我们好像觉得说我们自己可以靠自己的力量做成。
And so having begun by the Spirit,
但是这边已经提到说要靠从圣灵开始。
We need to continue to live by the Spirit.
我们要一定要靠着圣灵来活，要靠圣灵给我们的力量。
Or Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8,
在使徒行传第一章的地方
talk about the importance of the power of the Holy Spirit through us and witnessing to others.
特别讲到说
about Jesus.
特别讲到说我们的力量是从圣灵而来到我们身体当中。
And so this is so important to me as a pastor.
我的身份是一个牧师。
I don't want to forget this any day of my life.
我从来就不想要把这件圣灵在我身上做工的事情忘记。
Even though I've seen God do many wonderful things in 30 years of ministry.
就算是我已经在过去的三十年之中看到了神做了很多奇妙的事情。
That does not mean that ministry now will be successful.
但真表并不表示说我在这里的事工一定会成功。
I could be a failure now in ministry.
我可能会失败。
In spite of all the successes in the past,
即使我过去的三十年都成功。
If I don't remember,
如果我不记得
I can't.
我不记得我不能。
And also remember, but God can.
我也要同样同时要记得是神能够神能。
And so Jesus wants them to remember this.
所以耶稣要我们能够记得这两件事。
And to see this.
寻找这样。
So in Mark chapter 9, verses 20 to 24, this is what it says.
所以在马可福音第九章，就是讲这些事情。
Go ahead, read that. Which verse? 9:20 through 24.
马可福音第九章二十节，我念给大家。他们就带了他来，他一见到耶稣，鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上翻来翻去，口中流沫。耶稣问他父亲说：“他得这病有多少日子呢？”回答说：“从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里、水里毁。”要毁他，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。耶稣对他说，你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
And again you see the word believe.
你们看到相信这个字。
It all comes down to whether or not you believe.
追根究底就是要看到说你到底信不信。
Anything is possible.
任何事情都可能。
If we believe.And so this father now whose faith has been shaken,
因为这个父亲在这个时候已经他的信仰已经有点摇动了。
Shaken by the failure of the disciples,
事实上他的信心的摇动是被他的门徒所
is struggling with belief.
所以他现在心里在想，我到底要不要信
？And so he asked Jesus to help him believe.
所以他到耶稣面前来叫他来帮助他相信。
Because if you believe, even the impossible is possible.
耶稣回答说，就算只要你相信，就算是不可能的事情。
The Bible says that in so many places.
圣经上有很多地方提到同样的事情。
Jeremiah 32:17.
耶利米书有提到说
，Nothing is too hard for God.
没有任何事情是太
难。He made the heavens and the earth. Nothing's too hard for Him.
没有什么事情比在神的眼里是不可能。
Luke chapter 1 verse 37.
在路加福音第一章
，Nothing's impossible with God.
出于神的话，没有一句不带能力。
Luke 18:27, what's impossible with men is possible with God.
路加福音同样有记载。
And it may be hard even for us to believe that right now because of some failure in our life.
也许在你当中，在座当中，有些人有觉得很困难来相信神。
We were hoping God to do one thing, and He hasn't done it yet.
我们相信神能够在我们身上，能够做一件事情，能够显一个奇迹给我们看。
Maybe we even came to God expecting a miracle, but a miracle didn't come.
我们希望来到神的面前，希望他帮助我们在一件很困难的事情上面。
I graduated from Westmont College in Santa Barbara, California.
我在圣塔芭芭拉的一个圣经学院毕业。
And right after I graduated, Dr. David Winter became the president.
当我一毕业的时候，有一个叫做 Winter 的教授，他做了这个学校的校长。
He was the president at Westmont for 25 years.
他已经在那边做了25年。
And near the end of his presidency, just before retirement,
在他快要退休的时候，
everything changed in his health.
他的健康出了很大的问题。
He suffered a disease.
他得了一个病。
That in a period of 3 weeks,
在三个礼拜当中,
took away 90% of his eyesight.
他的眼睛就 90% 看不到。
Happened in 3 weeks.
就在这三个礼拜当中。
In 2007, he was given the honor of President Emeritus at Westmont College.
在2007年的时候，他被授予这个荣誉校长的这个地位。
And the honor was given at the graduation ceremony of the student.
是在这个学校的毕业典礼上面颁发的。
They brought him up to the stage,
他们请他上台,
at the ceremony,
在这个典礼上面,
so that they could give him this honor.
所以这个学校才能够颁发。
But before they honored him, before the student body,
在这个颁发这个之前呢,
he spoke to the parents and teachers and staff that were there.
他做了一个短暂的演讲，他跟所有的学生、家长还有员工讲话。
And to the students. And this is what he said.
他是这样说的。
Never doubt in darkness what God has shown you in the light.
从来不要, 不要, 绝对不要怀疑神在你的黑暗当中不会显示出他的光来。
Don't fall into the trap of unbelief.
不要落在这个不信的陷阱里面。
But grow strong in faith.
一定要在信仰里面, 成熟强壮。
And it would be so easy if you've lost your eyesight to begin to no longer believe.
事实上这是很困难，如果是你从这个时候开始就因此而不信的话。
So Jesus shows them what's possible when a person believes.
所以耶稣在这件事情上用了这个校长来证明给他们看什么是相信。
Go ahead and read Mark 9:25 to 27, please.
马可福音第九章二十五节，耶稣看见众人跑上来，就斥责污鬼，说：“你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。”那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽一阵风就出来了，孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。二十七节，但耶稣拉着他的手扶他起来，他就站起来了。
Can you believe this picture?
你们可以相信这幅图画吗？
After all these years that this boy has suffered,
这个小孩已经抽风了这么久。
Jesus cast this demon out.
耶稣就在这个时候把他的鬼赶出去。
With just six words.
只讲了几个字而已。
Come out. They may not be six in your language.
No, it's 20.
20.
And 你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你们从他里头出来，
never
再不要进去
him again.
再也不要进去。
Yeah. But what a moment.
这是多么感人的一个画面。
You know why I'm in the ministry?
我已经在做牧师这么久了。
Because God has done the impossible in my life.
神在我的身上做了很多不可能的事情。
That's why I'm a pastor. That's why I've been a pastor for 30 years.
这是为什么我有力量做了三十年的牧师。
When I became a pastor,
当我在
I was too young.
当我在开始做牧师的时候，我很年轻。
When I went to Phoenix, Arizona,
当我到亚利桑那州凤凰城的时候
，I was not good enough.
我觉得我自己不够好。
You see, they had interviewed me for the position in Phoenix.
他们跟我面谈了很久。
But they didn't think I was good enough. So they asked me to come and to be a pastor for 4 months.
去那边先试四个月。
To help them get ready for the next pastor.
是短期间的，帮助他们在这个短期间里面能够帮助他们找另外一个牧师。
But after 2 months,
但是呢，两个月之后
They started to say to me, "We think you're the right pastor."
他们说，我觉得你可能就是我们要找的。
Which was a shock to us.
这是一个很让我惊讶的事情。
I was too young to be a pastor when I was in Southern California.
我在要去南加州做牧师的时候，我实在是太年轻了。
I was not good enough to be a pastor when I was in Phoenix, Arizona.
我去凤凰城这个教会以前，我可能是觉得自己不够好。
And I was too old to be the pastor here.
我觉得我可能是已经太老了来到这里做牧师。
See, you may not know it.
你们可能不晓得我的心情。
The church was looking for somebody younger.
那个 BCC 事实上在找一个比较年轻一点的牧师。
Not somebody with gray hair.
不是有白头发的人。
But God had a different idea.
但是神有他的安排。
He had a different idea in Southern California.
神在南加州有别的安有他的安排。
And a different idea in Phoenix.
对，同样在凤凰城也有他的安排。
And a different idea here.
也是在这里一样。
You see, our God is a God who does the impossible.
所以你可以看到神在我身上做了很多不可能发生的事情。
And that's why I'm in ministry.
这就是为什么我在这边做了牧师。
I can't.
我不能。
God can.
神能。
Keep praying.
要继续祷告，持续的祷告。
And that's what Jesus wants them to know.
这是神要我们知道的事情。
Keep depending upon me.
一定要全心的依赖，依靠我。
Yes, sure, you had all those great successes.
也许你知道你以前过去成功，
And you're being successful right now.
也许你现在还是成功。
But you're not going to continue to be a success if you don't depend upon me.
但是你不会永远成功，你未来也不见得成功，如果你不依靠我的话。
You see, prayer.
祷告
is an expression of dependent belief.
祷告事实上是一种依靠的信赖的表现。
And prayer is necessary to see God do the impossible.
祷告呢，事实上也是寻找来神来为我们做我们身上不可能发生的。
The impossible that astonishes us.
那些不可能的事情常常会让我们很惊讶。
So when we find ourselves saying, "I can't believe I get to be a pastor in Los Altos, California."
所以我会发生说，我来到这边，我不敢相信我竟然来到这里做了牧师。
Even though I have gray hair.
虽然我有白头发。
Immediately after the boy was cured,
在这个圣经上面讲到说，马上这个孩子被医好之后呢
，Jesus told his disciples why they failed.
耶稣告诉他们的门徒
，verses 28 and 29.
第28节
，read that.
耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗的问他说，我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？耶稣说，非用祷告这一类的鬼总不能出来。
See, they tried to do it in their own strength.
所以这些门徒很显然是要用他们自己的力量。
Oh, this is just one demon.
他们说这可能只是一个。
No problem.
没有问题的啦。
We've cast out many demons before.
以前我们赶过很多的鬼。
And so they tried to do it in their own strength.
所以这些门徒想要用自己的力量来做。
Don't miss this.
不要忘记这个。
When we are prayerless,
如果我们不祷告的话
，we are powerless.
我们就没有力量。
And if we want to see God do the miraculous,
我们想要看神迹
we must pray.
我们一定要祷告
even if we've been successful in the past.
即使我们过去成功过
Let me show you one more passage.
让我们再读另外一个
Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音第十七章
This is also the same account, but it's Matthew's comments on the same account.
这是同样一件事情，是马太的记载。
It's more of the conversation that Jesus had with his disciples that's not revealed in Mark chapter 9.
这里记载了一些马可福音没有记载的一些对话。
Read these two verses, Matthew 17, 19 and 20.
马太福音十七章十九节到二十节，门徒暗暗的到耶稣跟前说：“我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？”耶稣说。是因你们的信心小，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说：“你们从这边挪到那边，它也被挪去，它也必挪去，并且你们没有一件事不能做。”
Now Mark said it's because you were prayerless.
马可福音上说，因为你们不祷告。
And Matthew says it's because you have little faith.
马太福音这边讲到说，是因为你们没有信心。
And of course, faith.
信心呢
？Great faith，
大的信心
，praise，
赞
，and depends upon God，
是靠着神的。
So when they said why could we cast this demon out？
所以当门徒问他说为什么我们不能赶鬼呢
？Jesus says because you have little faith。
耶稣回答说是因为你们没有信心，只有一点都没有。
But then he says， but I tell you this， if you have little faith， even faith is a mustard seed。
但是耶稣在之后呢又提到说，只要你们有一点点的信心。像芥菜种那么大。
Nothing will be impossible.
没有什么是不可能。
Now, what do we know about a mustard seed?
你们知道什么是芥菜种吗
？It's very small.
很小很小。
And this mustard seed grows and grows and grows and grows.
这个芥菜种，当它长的时候，越长越大，越长越大，越长越大。
And what Jesus is saying about their faith,
当耶稣在这边用这个事情比喻他们的信心，
is that your faith should start small.
你的信心要从小开始。
But then it should grow and trust God more, not less.
但是你要慢慢长大，要相信更多的相信神。
Depend upon God more, not less.
要更常依靠神。
And faith that depends upon God more, not less, will see the impossible done.
当你有这样做的时候，你越来越靠神的时候，你就会看到神的大能。
Dependent prayer or faith,
依靠的祷告或者是信仰。
Is the ultimate expression of belief.
是这个最后的这个 你们信仰的最终的目标。
And it is often the difference between seeing or not seeing the impossible done.
常常也就是这个分水岭，就是你们看到这个奇迹跟没有看到奇迹的一个差别。
That's sobering, isn't it?
这是让人很难过的事情，不是
？Spite of all those great things we've done, our successes.
先不要讲说我们过去所做的所有的成功的事情。
We could fail now.
我们现在有可能会失败。
Because we depend upon our strength.
假如我们只依靠我们自己的力量的话。
Instead of the strength of God.
而不依靠神的力量。
Howard Hendricks said it this way.
一个叫 Hendricks 跟他这样讲。
What are you trusting God for?
你为什么要相信神呢？
That only he could do.
只有他能做。
So that when he does it,
当他做了之后呢，
he gets all the glory for it.
他反而拿到了所有的荣耀，而不是我们。
What are we depending upon him?
那为什么我们要依靠他呢？
So this is a wonderful section of scripture, isn't it?
像这一段我们刚刚念的，不是一个很好的证明吗？
It encourages us not to fall into the success trap.
他鼓励我们不要老是不要想到不要认为说我们现在会成功以后就会成功。
By depending upon our past successes,
绝对不要依赖我们过去曾经做成功的事。
For our present success,
来期待说我们今天做的事会成功。
I need to keep depending upon God right now.
我们要随时随地今天也要依靠我们的神。
Just like I did that first time.
就像我们第一次做某一件事的时候。
That first time I was a parent.
第一次我们做父母的时候。
That first time I played in that piano recital.
第一次我们在钢琴比赛的时候。
That first time I took that test.
第一次我参加考试的时候。
That first time I had that job.
第一次我拿到一份工作的时候。
So are you asking?
所以你会问。
Are you praying?
祷告是。
Are you still dependent upon God?
我们还在祷告吗？我们还在依靠我们的神吗？
My pastor at the church I grew up at.
我长大的那个教会的牧师。
He used to say it this way.
他常讲一句话。
Just before he would pray.
在我们祷告之前。
He would say.
他说。
And when you pray.
当你祷告的时候。
Expect something to happen.
你一定要期待有一些事情会发生。
For you are talking with God.
因为你在跟神讲话。
Who makes things happen.
这个神就是让所有事情发生的神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, help us today remember I can't.
神让我们记住我们是不能的。
But you can.
但是你是能的。
And so, Lord, we want to keep praying.
所以我们请你帮助我们不停的祷告。
We want to grow in faith.
我们在信仰里面成长。
We don't want to depend upon our past successes.
我们不要依赖我们过去曾经成功的事。
For present success,
即使是现在我们成功。
We want to depend upon you.
我们还是要依靠你。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
信靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.